Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to 9 Round Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuf, 9 Round Nutrition Coach, 2 times best-selling author, and CEO and founder of Team Katuf, Team Katuf Nutrition, and the Virtual Gym. Today's show is brought to you by 9 Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and 9 Round Kick Nutrition Supplements. 9 Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. 9 Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of 9 challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. 9 Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number 9, 9round.com. Folks, I hope you are having a great day today. We've got a great show planned for you. We're going to talk about stretching the comfort zone. I just love that terminology, stretching that comfort zone, because no matter what our goals are, life, business, sport, it doesn't matter. The goals we set for ourselves are big, right? They're big goals. And to get there, it's going to take time, effort, energy, patience, dedication, focus. We could go on and on. And oftentimes, it's going to get a little bit uncomfortable along the way. But that's okay. That's a good thing. It's breaking through those periods. It's stretching that comfort zone, allowing ourselves to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Let's listen to that statement again, because we do want to get comfortable being uncomfortable. As odd as that may sound, it's a huge component, a key component for us to achieve our health, our fitness, our body composition goals, our sports-specific goals. Whatever our goals are, we've got to get uncomfortable, no doubt about it. And stretching that comfort zone of ours, oh, man, it is great. It may be, again, a little uncomfortable at first, but the rewards are so well worth it. So let's talk about a few areas that are pretty common that may be, we'll call them limiters for individuals. So, for example, let's say an individual has set some pretty good goals for himself or herself, and he or she chooses and wants to lose a good amount of weight, a good amount of body fat, 50, 75, 100 pounds, more, whatever it may be. Now, that's a big goal. Could be pretty daunting for some individuals, right? Thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to lose 50 pounds of body fat or 100 pounds of body fat. But yeah, the goal may seem big, but hey, 1 pound at a time, we'll get there. Now, it's not a mystery. It's not a puzzle as to why individuals put weight on. It's just not. Why do they put weight on? They eat too much. Done. That's simple. That's it. Easy. Okay? So, that's all right. We've got to face the facts. That's where we're at. The individual put on all of this excess weight by eating too much, eating the wrong things, etc. So let's say one of their limiters, and they know it, they admit it, this is full disclosure, they say, man, Rick, I'm telling you, areas I know that I need to fix and clean up is my late night snacking. You know, Rick, I try to do really well during the day. I really try to eat healthy. I try to make healthy choices. And these individuals do. They really do. I mean, they're trying to be as conscious as they can. And they say, hey, I'm trying to make some good choices during the day, but oh, man, Rick, after dinner, my willpower is just gone. And, man, I eat everything under the sun, and I know I overeat. It's the snack foods and the nuts and the chips and ice cream and things like that. So, okay, so that's an area of comfort for that individual, right? Follow me? That's an area of comfort. That late-night snacking, which has led to all of this weight gain, is this individual's area of comfort. So we've got to get a little bit uncomfortable here. We've got to stretch our own comfort zone. Now, let's spin this around real quick. Let's first talk about workouts. The first time you went to your 9-round workout, most likely, no matter how fit you were, I'm going to go on a limb and say there was a level of soreness that you experienced maybe the next day, maybe the next couple of days, right? It's a brand new workout. But did you let that soreness deter you? I'll bet not. I'll bet you almost embraced the soreness, like, woof, got one heck of a workout at 9 round. I thought I was fit. Boy, I like it. It made you go back for more, right? That's why you're there. That's why you're still there. And that soreness was like, wow, this is good. It wasn't a deterrent. You embraced it. You embraced the challenge. You chose to continue to stretch your comfort zone and continue to go consistently to 9 rounds. Okay. So let's focus on that soreness that you first experienced, but you continue to break through that soreness and continue to go train at 9 rounds. Let's spin it back to nutrition. Now, changing nutrition, just like changing workout programs, going to 9 rounds, gets you a little bit sore at first. Changing nutrition lifestyle, nutrition choices, making all these nutrition changes. Now, they're not going to get us physically sore, of course, like a workout, but we can use that quote-unquote soreness as the same example. And we're going to use it in terms of hunger. Now, you'll see where I'm going with this. Individuals that have overeaten for months and months and years, depending on the individual, are not accustomed to being hungry. Follow me, right? These individuals overeat. Hunger is almost painful, I guess you could say, right? They don't want to be hungry. That's why they continue to eat and overeat. So that feeling or that sense of hunger is kind of like that soreness I'm talking about, right? But the difference is this. We didn't let the soreness detract us from our workout. We kept going back. So therefore, the individual that is overweight, choosing to make the lifestyle changes, choosing to eat different, choosing to follow 9-round nutrition, lose X amount of pounds of body fat, okay, is going to get uncomfortable, quote-unquote sore, in the sense that they're probably going to experience a little more intense hunger levels than they've been used to. Why? Because we're completely gutting and changing their nutrition lifestyle. We're going to feed them properly. We're not going to starve them. 9-round nutrition is not a calorically deprived diet. It's not a diet by any stretch of the imagination. It's simply teaching individuals how to eat right. But nonetheless, being that this individual is now going to eat right, and most likely a heck of a lot less in terms of total volume or calories, because again, why did the individual put on weight? They ate way too much. Okay. So now when we start to eat right, what's going to happen maybe the first few days, first few weeks possibly? Well, the same thing that happened the first few days or weeks you went to 9-round workout. You got sore, but you didn't stop. You kept going. So the same thing here when it comes to nutrition. Yes, you might get uncomfortable. Yes, you might have some pretty intense hunger pains, let's say, right? Just like the workout, we cannot let that destroy us or deter us, because we didn't on the workout, so why are we going to let it deter us on the workout? We're going to stretch that comfort zone. We're going to get uncomfortable. We're going to get comfortable being uncomfortable. So prepare yourself, because any change is going to bring about just that change, and it could be a bit uncomfortable. It could be a little bit of soreness, a little bit of hunger that we're talking about with the nutrition. So let's embrace that, right? Because what's that telling us? Hey, the body's changing, right? If we want our goals bad enough, we'll do it. So I prepare you for that, because that very well may be a reality. So we just embrace that. We get as mentally tough, as mentally strong as we can. We face that limiter right in the face and say, doggone it, I'm going to win this battle. No doubt about it. We're going to stretch that comfort zone. Okay. Let's say another limiter for some individuals is their eating frequency, or we'll call it breakfast or the first meal of the day when they get up, right? All too often, individuals skip a lot of meals, especially that first meal of the day. And it's for many reasons. You know, in the 25 years of coaching individuals, I've heard a lot of different but also very similar reasons. Okay, tell me why you choose not to eat first thing in the morning. Well, I'm not hungry. I'm too busy. I don't have time. I want to lose weight, so why would I want to eat in the morning? So, et cetera, et cetera. Very, very, again, very normal responses. But again, it's a big limiter, right? The comfort zone for the individual is not eating first thing in the morning. It's uncomfortable for them to make this change and eat first thing in the morning when they wake up, but it's also a vital piece of the puzzle in order to change body composition and get to those goals that individuals desire. So we just have to pin our ears back, get uncomfortable, and go for it. You'll wake up tomorrow morning, and if your limiter is, I'm not hungry, I don't eat breakfast, too bad. We got to make that change if you want your goals to happen. So let's set that limiter. Let's stretch that comfort zone. Let's find success. It's like hitting the reset button, man. We're just going to hit that reset button and start over. We got a whole new life and lifestyle ahead of us that we're going to follow. So whether it's that late night snacking and overeating we're going to eliminate, and yes, that could stretch that comfort zone, bring about some hunger levels we're not used to because we put on all that weight over the years, we've always been eating a lot. Therefore, we rarely ever let ourselves get hungry. And when we did, what we do, boom, we satisfied it right away with food. You get it? But now, that's not the key. We're going to eat right, but we might have some hunger levels, so we got to break through that. Same thing with that first meal in the morning. Might not be something you are accustomed to. That may be a limiter, but we've got to break through. We've got to wake up. We've got to fuel that body. We're going to find the breakfast meals on that meal matrix that we like because they're all properly balanced, and that is your breakfast for tomorrow. That's a big breakthrough right there. Okay, another area where individuals may say, man, you know, I'm just not accustomed to that, but boy, Rick, I'm ready to do whatever it takes to reach my goals. Let's go back to training for a second. So it's, again, if we want to get the maximum out of our workouts, out of our 9-round workouts, it's not just a matter of showing up. Huge part of it, no doubt about it. Showing up and going through the workout is key, no doubt. But we want to not just train at 9-round, we want to train smart, because the smarter we train, the more we're going to accelerate our results. Now, how do we train smart? By training by heart rate, by training the proper heart rate zone so we can facilitate fat as our primary fuel source. No matter if it's an individual that's going to 9-round that wants to lose 100-plus pounds of body fat, or it's the elite professional athlete going to 9-round to improve his or her skills, or anybody in between, we want to make sure we're training in the proper heart rate zones, no matter what our goals. Why? We're going to facilitate fat as our primary fuel source. We're going to spare glycogen. We're going to preserve lean muscle. We're going to improve recovery. We're going to improve performance. We're going to reduce muscular soreness post-exercise. Boom, 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 down. That's a lot of positives right there, folks. That's a lot of positives. So let's get the most out of this workout. So if your 9-round has the MyZone heart rate training system, let's jump on that right away. If not, no problem. There's plenty of heart rate monitors you can purchase out there. Feel free to contact me directly, and I can help lead you to one. But let's say your 9-round has the MyZone heart rate training system. Okay, great. Now you're going to go your limiter here, okay, because we talked about the overeating at night. That's an individual limiter. We talked about not eating breakfast. That's a person's limiter. We're going to stretch the comfort zone. We're going to make that happen. So now the individual limiter is they've just gone into 9-round, busted their hump, right? Boom, 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 man, they work out hard. But they're not getting any results. Why? Because they're working out at too high of a heart rate. So now the limiter is, oh, gosh, I've got to train smart now. I can't just go in, train as hard as possible, because that's not working. So the limiter is, I've got to follow this plan. I've got to follow the right heart rate. When I put my MyZone chest strap, heart rate monitor strap on, I'm going to go in now, and I'm going to stay in the yellow. I'm going to stay in the green. That's going to keep my heart rates where they need to be. So that's a limiter. We just have to bust through it. Go into that next workout, no matter how easy the effort or intensity may be, we are going to stay in that yellow, doggone it. We're going to stay in that green. We're going to do whatever it takes to stay in those proper heart rate zones because, again, stretch that comfort zone. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Sure, it's not something you would have done before, but, again, we need to go another direction because we want those goals, we want those dreams of ours to become a reality. So I highly encourage everybody, find in your life, in your lifestyle, health, fitness, nutrition, where those limiters are. And I want you to pull up a chair, put it in front of a mirror, and you talk to that individual staring back at you. And you discuss with that person what those limiters are. And you face those limiters face to face, and you knock these out of the park. Because as you start to do that, you're going to stretch that comfort zone. You're going to raise your own personal bar. You're going to raise your own personal ceiling. So, folks, this has been fun. Keep stretching that comfort zone. Keep finding success. and have an amazing, amazing week.